Mike is with me now. He got up early in California to be with me. I appreciate that. Mike, as always, nice to have you on board, my friend.
Yeah, great to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just going through your resume when it comes to the Apple Blossom. No jockey in history has won it more than you. And those three wins with Azeri, back to back to back. Boy, what a special filly and mare she was, huh?
Well, yeah, she speaks for herself. She's got a bigger fan following than I do.
What do you remember about those three wins, Mike?
You know, the whole experience was just pretty amazing for her coming into to Oakland. The whole fans, the way they would gather at the airport when she'd land, and they'd all follow her back to the track, and it was pretty cool each and every time, man. They would all gather around, and the little route on the way back to the track, people had their signs out, welcome to Oakland, and it was a pretty special time.
You've been aboard so many good fillies. You won it a couple of times with Zenyatta, too. We'll talk to you about that in a minute, but I mean, Azeri, she was Zenyatta before there was Zenyatta. Is that a good way to say it?
Yes, yeah, it sure was. And she was special in her own right. I think she won it, two times in a row, something like that? Two or three times in a row or so?
Three. You know, and when she won it that first time, it wasn't like she was running against a bunch of slouches. She won it. She beat Miss Linda, who was ridden by Richie Migliori. She beat Spain and Pat Day that afternoon, and you know, she did it in such game fashion that you had to be thinking, all right, this is a special filly that I need to stick around and be on.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the Apple Blossom always attracts probably your best older mares in the country, and taking without Midnight Bizu being there today, I mean, otherwise it would have been the Breeders' Cup Distaff all over again, probably.
Yeah, what is it with you and these fillies and mares that you keep getting on? I mean, they all turn out to be champions. You got away with the ladies.
I tell you what, I've been so blessed. It seems like every time I think I ride a mare, you know, that I think, well, I'll never come across another one like that. Well, then, you know, here pops up another one, and then another one, then another one, and again, just been so very blessed. I mean, if you go back and probably look at my record, you know, most of my great wins are on mares.
Yeah. Yeah, the second time that Azeri won the Apple Blossom, she ran down Take Charge Lady in the shadow of the wire, and it looked like she was going to get beat, and somehow she found enough courage to get up and win by a head. Do you remember that stretch run?
Yeah, I sure do. She was coming off, I think, might have been her first race back, I think, off of a long layoff, if I remember right. Take Charge Later, I mean, a lady, she wound up running a race that, you know, I certainly wasn't expecting her to run like that. I don't know if anyone was, to be honest with you, but she in her own right was a great, great mare, and it took all we had that day to get by her. I remember, matter of fact, it took all the way up, probably up until the last jump to get to her, and then after that, well, there, you know, went on to do a lot of great things again after that.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned before when we were calling you, I don't know if you were on the line yet, but I mentioned your first win in the Apple Blossom, the first of those record six wins, came in 1994 with a filly by the name of Nine Keys, who was trained by Angel Pena Jr.
Angel
for Lazy
Pena,
F
yeah.
Ranch. Yeah, do you remember her?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't forget any of them. she was a really good mare herself. I mean, we never really got to see how great she could have been, but she was... She won the right ones when we did run her in them, I tell you that. She was special.
Yeah, and then your last two with Zenyatta in 2008 and again in 2010, and we know what, you know, how special Zenyatta was, but those efforts in the Apple Blossom, you know, again, it, right up there with the best efforts that she's ever had.
Oh, especially that the very first time that I think the very first time I rode her was in the Apple Blossom, I believe it was, and if you go back and look at the field, I mean, that was some field. I think there were probably two or three in there that turned out to be champions.
Yeah, it's special. Talking to Hall of Famer Mike Smith here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike, I told you that we are putting together this Fantasy Derby broadcast, and we're going to focus on 20 of the greatest Kentucky Derby winners of all time that were voted on by our listeners and by industry folks. Justify made the list, as you can imagine, your Triple Crown winner. Now he has to take on the likes of American Pharoah and Secretariat and Seattle Slough and Northern Dancer and Citation and some of the greatest horses we've ever seen. If you're going into a race like that and you're going to prepare to face off with those types of horses, what's your preparation going to be like with Justify?
It's going to be like it always was. I mean, you know, going into the race, Bob had left no stone unturned. I mean, he'd got in, I mean, for a horse that was so lightly raced, he'd gotten him ready so good, so well. He was such an intelligent horse. On top of having the ability that he had, he was a great gate horse for as big as he was. He was really good at, you know, leaving the gate and getting himself into a good position. And I would probably pretty much do the same thing. You'd hope to get away well, especially with, you know, those kind of horses, and get yourself into a place where you think you need to be and a place that you feel it's comfortable for him, you know. So where that would be with that bunch, man, it's hard to say. You know, I'm sure the pace would be pretty quick.
Would Justify beat Secretariat?
Well, we'd have to wait and see. I don't know. It'd be hard to say. I wasn't around during that time. I never got to ride Secretariat. But he was my Secretariat, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's always so cool when we think about, even in other sports, you know, which team was better than another team. And, you know, was it Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant? Was it Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods? I mean, all of these things are so cool to kind of talk about. So I'm looking forward to this broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great. But, you know, the thing about it is, in their time, they were the best. You know, no one was going to beat Secretary during that time. And, of course, no one beat, you know, Justify during his time. So it's just, it was their time. Everyone deserves a time, and they certainly got theirs.
Yeah, visiting with Hall of Famer Mike Smith here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike, what are you up to now out there in California? Fill people in.
There's not a whole lot to be up to, really. You know, I get up in the morning, I'll go for a run. It's about all you can do. Come back and watch a little TV, have a little lunch, and then I usually go out for a bike ride just before dinner, and then come back, have dinner, watch some more TV, and then start all over again. There's nothing really going on, but we're all doing well here. Everyone seems to be doing pretty good, and so far, so good. And good Lord's willing, we'll get back to normal sooner than later, hopefully.
Yeah, you've been, you know, doing this a long time, Mike, and you've had so much success, and your resume speaks for itself. But how much longer are we going to see Hall of Famer Mike Smith in the saddle?
Well, hopefully this will be over soon, and you'll get to see him pretty soon. I'd love to ride another few years. I think you know, I've stayed in good enough shape. Like I've always said, if I'd done anything right early on in my career, it was taking up physical fitness. And so, you know, starting to really pay off in my later years. I mean, I'm 54, and I feel like a kid. I still can do the same kind of workouts that I could do, you know, 10 years ago. And as long as I can continue to do that, then I'll keep giving it, I'll keep going. I'm having more fun now, to be honest with you, than I did early on. I'm just, you know, getting, you know, I'm so blessed just to get the opportunity to ride some of these great horses that I'm riding. I don't ride near as many as I used to ride anymore, but again, just really blessed to be riding for top trainers and really good horses. And as long as I can keep doing that, well, I'm going to keep going as long as I can. But I would say another 2 to 3 years I would have any if all goes well.
Yeah, I was joined by Edgar Prado on the show a few weeks ago, and he was talking about that same thing. And he said, you know, it's the feeling that you get when you win a race, not even a greatest stakes race necessarily, but that thrill of winning a race that makes you want to just keep going, and it becomes like a drug. And I've had John Velasquez tell me the same thing. It's really like that, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, the competition is a drug in itself, but then now that we've been kind of sitting around, I mean, I you truly get back to what you started, why you started in the first place, and this is just for the love of the horse. And I, to be honest with you, I'm missing just getting on a horse right now so bad. I just want to get a chance to get back and like get back to what I love to do, and then get back on a horse. And when you can ride on the back of a horse for your job, well, there's nothing better, let me tell you.
Well, Mike, I said earlier in the program that much like my earlier guests, Carl Nafsker and a guy like Arthur Hancock from Stone Farm, that they are great ambassadors for the sport, and you are too, my friend. Nobody better to get out here and promote our sport, and you're all class. So I appreciate the visit here this morning. Thanks for getting up early, as always, and stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing you back on a horse very, very soon.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.